Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
If you're selling these lies, these impossible life to pass away. But life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't treat me this way.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive.
This is Parker Pathways, November 4th, 2007. Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're in what I call the perfect storm. There's a lot going on in terms of the world and the great big weather problems that are in Maine. And perfect storm right after that big movie. So their storm that they had was bigger than the one that was used in the movie, Perfect Storm. So we hope that there's a sense of truthiness that's going along in terms of what the perfect storm is. And I always wonder, in terms of how much trouble we're in politically in the country when you have a comedian, Stephen Colbert, who has a very fine comedian show on Comedy Central. He's running for president, and as a fictitious character as in his own name, and it's in South Carolina, and the Democratic Party rejected his application to run, but the point is that he has a big fan base, and they're working it through so that they can have a, what I call a presidential campaign based upon a fictitious character. There's a lot that is indicated in society when you have things like this happen. Particularly almost on the same day, the Pakistani government declaring martial law and displacing the constitution of their country and having other facets of the Congress of the United States sending letters to say, well, you've been a bad boy, but last year, I was giving a lot of information from that I can talk about. It was concerning the situation, Room type discussion about Iran, and would they actually give terrorists the bombs or munitions? This was last year on one of my Parker Pathways. And I still stand by the July shows where of last year where I was discussing the United States' position as they want a planet to encourage Iran as a gateway for the growing security interests in the region, even though Iran is hard at work in making nuclear material. Which is another discussion that's very real world as part of this perfect storm. But, the real issue, though, is India and what they want to do in India that the public doesn't hear about. It's like I'm almost, someone called me last week as a as a media therapist. They called me in the national press as a media therapist, and that's what I really, I'm going to take that, because I think that what's happening here is that the public doesn't get the information that they need to make these other decisions, like the global problems that we're having with medicine and water and food and energy. But what India wants to do is to have a gas pipeline that has to go through Pakistan. And this is going to develop the conflict between, as far as I can see, from what the planners are planning, but what I see is it'll be a conflict between New Delhi and Islamabad. And, of course, China wants to develop this partnership with Iran and add Pakistan as the mediator, changing the strategic division of China and India by using Pakistan as you might say, as an ombudsman. But of course, the Iran, India, Pakistan, and China blocks, these four states are going to be, as was planned, a country unto themselves. And the best way you could call it is a regional quorum for the having these great global ambitions. And the America's view would be to use those four nations, Iran, India, and Pakistan, and China, as a security enhancing measure against Central Asia. All of those things unfold in such a way that I want to tie this in with it's the psychology of this country that we have to have almost fake candidates to running for president in order to get news out. And I find this quite interesting. The one thing I pay attention to as well is that Stephen Colbert is a comedian, and he is crusading for the fact of changing the Wikipedia entry dictionary for the definition of a politician. We're going to talk about this at the other end of the break. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we're going to discuss the global aspect of our resources as it pertains to medicine. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways, and it is Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's November 4th, 2007. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Email to my site is Katie, W-A-T-I at sbcglobal.net, and republicbroadcasting.org is from whence we broadcast. They have a home page there, and there's a lot of good information for you to tap into, and there are archives. There are also ordering situations that you can support the station. And also the editorial on chloramine causes collateral health damage, which has been translated to several languages now, and which I wrote. And, of course, there's a tag in there that's concerning the reusable water from sewage being used in the drinking water as the future plan, and also some concepts which I'm exposing to the national public concerning asset management for our water and food. And the global world plan concerning the future conflicts that are lining up. I want to finish this one thought about the connection of Pakistan and is dissolving its constitution and arresting the Supreme Court judge and all of his people. Of course, that's based upon the idea that the Pakistani leader made a deal to appoint Supreme Court appointees to various courts, and of course that wasn't carried through according to the Supreme Court judge in Pakistan. But there's a lot of other information that can go with that we can discuss on future shows. But the whole point is that template for doing that is very similar in this country, and you take. I want to go back again to this fake spoof on running for president by the comedian, Stephen Colbert. The whole thing is that we have a lot of issues that never reach the light of day in terms of what is fake and what isn't. Like you take the FEMA newscast and news presentation on TV of how well they were handling the fires in Southern California. Homeland Security Director there has correctly, I think, called him on that was something that, you know, shouldn't have been done that way. But this is going on around the world, and there are pieces and links of information that are affecting our very being. And one of them is that LOST, T stands for treaty. It's a law of the sea treaty, and the aspect of what's called the Enterprise. And the Enterprise is also a United Nations configuration, which is a straw man corporation, of which anyone in the world would have to, for instance, if an oil company wanted to drill a particular place in the ocean on the earth, why, then you'd have to go to the Enterprise and get permission. One of them would be the United Nations in that Enterprise. And they have to give permission to an oil company to drill in the American aspect, a business plan to be able to do that to get the oil. Two-thirds of the world world's surface would be handed over to the United Nations under the Law of the Sea Treaty. And this treaty has been very much a part of many years of the United Nations attempting to able to control the mining and minerals extraction processes, and also the building of habitable cities under the sea, which has been something that the public hasn't been exposed to at all, what the plan was that went into effect almost 30 years ago. And on this show, if I have an opportunity today to discuss the United Nations position of what sustainable development really means, and integrated with the concept which I call the perfect storm. And it just happened to be that there was a perfect storm in Maine, which was bigger than the one that they had in the movie, the perfect storm. And what we have is a world perfect storm, and it's all tied into the Law of the Sea Treaty. When we come back at the other end of the break, we're going to cover these other subjects related to the treaty and the effect of the water, food, and concept of the constitutional amendment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. And Dr. Windpucker, and we have a lot of little connecting dots here to make. There was a visit by Mrs. Bush in Arabia, concerning, and it was her world trip that she had about a week ago, and her focus was on breast cancer, and the one thing that I'm trying to do that the listeners have heard about before is that I want to do something that hasn't been done in 62 years in this country, and that is to have a constitutional amendment, and that we have a right to vote on our food and our water content and our medical protocols. And the concept of breast cancer I've talked about many times in terms of a lot of the additives that are in the water, like chlorine, has been shown absolutely to have causative chemical qualities in the body, which I call a human being the human processing plant, and for the production of the gene signals for cancer, particularly breast cancer. And, of course, for colon cancer and bladder cancer, there are different gene signals that are given. And I've talked about some of those, but I haven't. Every show I try to give a little more piece of this action, of this, and I'm going to come out with an accusation right now, which I... my accusation at this moment is something that is partially scientific, and at the same time, if I got pushed to shove, I could divulge more information. But the accusation that I have on the social planners that started this 50 years ago and their concept of the socialization of medicine. And in architectural discussions and architectural designs and social planning through the United Nations, is that when chlorine was put into the water supply, there were two objectives that were under the radar. One, of course, it was known, and I have talked about it on every show, the concept of the peer review systems, of the fact that I think that they were hiding the fact and that they were using reusable water in a way they shouldn't. This whole concept that we're putting down our water, our potable water supply by being reusable water and other activities is, to me, a mirage. And on every show, I plan to go into the biotechnology of this, the medicine of it, the law of it, and the process of it, and how it's governed by the United Nations concepts of things. The data that the public gets is that 45% is estimated by the United States Environmental Protection Agency that in about 10 years, 45% of all these sewer pipes in the United States will be classified in a breakable condition. But the point is that what the public doesn't realize is that that figure is already here. Most of the infrastructure that was built around lakes and ponds and reservoirs are impaired because of 80% pollution. The EPA tells the public 20%. You have states that Tennessee and Georgia that are in drought, and other concepts where they want to buy water from Lake Erie, and of course Michigan has no intention of doing that. There are water wars that are going to happen in this country that will be just pale compared to what's being lined up around the world. There is estimated that the United States EPA has chimed with the United Nations that there are nearly 40,000 sanitary sewer overflows is the figure they give to the public. The actual figure is from the General Accounting Office on their report, which is yet to be released to the public, is 178,000 sanitary overflows a year. There are approximately 3.5 million people in the United States that have some what's called really an equivalent of Escherichia coli outbreaks from contaminated. It would equal to 3.5 million people getting sick in one form or another from sewer overflows each year. That's in the United States. So this is equivalent to 10 Escherichia coli outbreaks from contaminated spinach every day. In other words, what you're doing is every 12 minutes somebody dies. So this is what we have. We have they're close to 5,000 children a day dying from diarrhea in the world. You have 2.2 million people a year die from illnesses caused by contaminated water, and that's in the world. United States, what the public doesn't realize, that is one-tenth of that figure is in the United States. So that's equivalent. This is equivalent to the entire population of Houston, Texas. And that's losing the entire population of Houston, Texas to disease every year. You think about that. Houston, Texas is a very big city. And that's not that's just part of the problem. Part of the global and the United States process, of which this is highly controlled by industry and complexes and bureaucrats in Washington. This is not a simple matter of voting money. This is a simple matter of doing what the United Nations says to Congress to do. You have the cities and states and counties and countries around the world lose billions of liters of water, liters, 1,000 cc, and many things. And 75% of the drinking water leaks from pipes are lost before any water reaches a single home in the United States. It's high as 30-40% on a daily basis in the United States of loss from leaky pipes. And the idea of adding ammonia to the water is very detrimental to the internal body. on the next hour of Parker Pathways, I plan to expose what the hospitals pay as penalties for deaths as a result of this particular situation. The United Nations has what they have in their agendas as sustainable development. As of the moment, the United Nations Sustainable Development under Agenda 21 controls now information technology as a means of implementing the decisions which are made in city councils across America, and also part of the North American Treaty that has been signed in Canada and Mexico. And the social and economic dimensions of the United Nations Sustainable Development, when you hear that, you'll see that a lot of times the children today in the schools have been, for the past 5 years, have had their coloring books and using the words of the United Nations. And of course, this is tied up in the Law of the Sea Treaty to own the water of the earth and all of its content, and also to own the origin of the water in the national parks in America. They already have that implemented in Canada. And the title of the memos of the Sustainable Development of the United Nations for control of the world and its water supply is a confidential memo, which is called the International Cooperation to Accelerate Sustainable Development and Related Domestic Policies. Domestic policies are defined basically under what is a template that was the Homeland Security, which was written in the United States, is the template for control of domestic policies. So the chapter 8 of the first section of the United Nations Sustainable Development is called Integrating Environment and Development in Decision Making. This is a very concerted effort to control the way we eat and drink in the world, and how those decisions are made by decision makers in the government and in city councils. In fact, the city councils of the United States of America receive a booklet from the United Nations and have for some time, and on how to change people's minds to conform to the United Nations. Chapter 9 of the Conservation and Management of the Resource Development is called Protection of the Atmosphere. This is the air particulate matter control, which was part of the carbon caps, which was part of this Inconvenient Truth, which was written by Al Gore, who really misrepresented the concept of really what the plan was in terms of the portfolios of these corporations, including his own. And Chapter 11 of the United Nations Sustainable Development is called Combating Deforestation. And what this means is similar to keep people from taking the brush and cutting it and working it through to prevent forest fires. In other words, the idea is to promote forest fires. And Chapter 13 is concerned with sustainable mountain development. Now, mountains are very important to the United Nations because they've always felt if they own the mountaintops, they can control on the overplan of the control of the lower lands. This is a very ancient European tactic that has been used. It was used in the Crusades, copied by Adolf Hitler in his concept of Heimskreis, which was the greatest military decision that anyone's ever made. Even Charlemagne didn't make that decision. And how he controlled the mountaintops in terms of being able to, he felt he was going to win the war. So his whole point was to always work the Kleistestein, which was called the Kleistestein Eastland, which was the Eastland in terms of being able to control the mountaintops. The United Nations copied that, and that's chapter 13. The protection of the oceans is in chapter 17, the United Nations control of all the oceans, all kinds of seas, including enclosed and semi-closed seas, coastal areas, and protection. The rational use and development of their living resources is the template for the conservation easements which the United States promoted in their tax code concerning nonprofits to be able to give money to corporations to buy farmland under the conservation easements, which became the 1031 exchanges in the tax code. And these, of course, where you, an owner of a farm, could have a like-kind property exchange in terms of having that first before he sold, under the condition that if he sold his own, property, that his or her property, that there would be under the control of this United Nations template. This is highly active and has been a very lucrative tax loophole. Part of that money, on the terms of being able going into the trust on the sale, part of that goes to the United Nations, and that does, and that's been going on now for 13 years. The United Nations, by the way, as a member, I told you last month on my one of my shows that I told you that the United Nations figures that they have now implemented sustainable development. It took them years to do it, but they figure they own enough now to be able to go to the next phase. And the next phase, I'm telling you about right now. So the thing comes down to the fact, this is a pathway you have to pay. If you, yeah, I'm going to put it this way. If you want to be the person who says yes or no, you better learn how to say yes or no, to make decisions for yourself, to worry. This is why I want the constitutional amendment, so that the people in this country, whatever is left of the Constitution here, to be able to have a vote on your food and water and medical protocols. When the United Nations says that water is a right, they're saying under the law, the Sea Treaty, that the water is a right for them. The reason the United Nations went against me on this is, and still do, is the fact that I'm saying, well, if water's a right, we should have a right to vote in what goes in the water. Well, what they're using against me on the terms of Parker Pathways is the terms that on Chapter 19, which was, by the way, written in German, is called Environmentally Sound Management of Toxic Chemicals, including the prevention of illegal international traffic in toxic and dangerous products. Now, what they have classified as illegal international traffic, to control that, is why the war in Afghanistan has been going on for a long time. The poppy fields there are part of the international traffic. What they're calling, on the kinds of the opium, is a toxicity, and the kinds of the dangerous products. But what they're saying in terms of it, that they wish to control what's called in Chapter 20 of Sustainable Development, the environmentally sound management of hazardous waste in hazardous waste. Well, what they've done is put forth and ignored the deteriorated uranium concept and the development of the ethanols, and which are poisonous. Which is why the social planners wanted ethanol. It looks as if you are going, you know, it's a process by which we have a different energy system and we're going to have a cheaper way to have energy. I've told you and informed you and let you know way ahead of the curve a year ago, it would take 2 million gallons of water on a corn farm to make 100 gallons of ethanol. That's hazardous waste in the aquifer. We'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll continue with the discussion of the United Nations.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Parker Pathways, and I wanted to mention on the sustainable development, the United Nations control of the world as its basic agenda. We're looking at a barrel of oil at close to $100 a barrel, but that I was mentioning this last year, but the aim in the environmentally sound management of toxic chemicals of the sustainable development by the United Nations, they had, when they wrote their first sustainable development of the control of world and having world domination of oil and energy, forgetting about coal. The figure that they had then, and this is we're looking at 8 years ago, was at $400 a barrel, and that goal is pretty achievable in Europe. So that's another process which we'll get back to the perfect storm. Is that Stephen Colbert coming in and running for president, as a, you know, and his name is a fictitious character talking about truthiness. Well, if we were to have real truthiness in terms of really what's going on, the presidential candidate debates are just a front. really, for what is really trying to be planned and worked with in a very real world sense. And this is so important. I place it on the level of, from reading from the history books, of World War II. As far as I'm concerned, the United Nations is no different than the world threat that was presented by Germany and Japan during the time where they said, well, Japan was just interested in, you read the history books, and they say, well, they were just interested in more commerce and being able to expand because they were a small country. When you decipher in the Japanese language the whole concept of what the world domination was in terms of their plan, it was what was called, as we call today, they were a little more forceful with it, of being able to be where, if you want to simplify it, where the best climate was, because they want to be able to work it through and, you know, and handle it. The whole thing is that if you want to look at the whole concept of how the United Nations is controlling concepts of how we develop and become a world one government, I want to ask how somebody feels about the United States government's plan called the EB-5 program. And this is a situation where they go to a foreign country and say, if you want to have a green card, you give us $500,000 American. And if you give us $500,000 American, we'll give you a green card, but the $500,000 has to go in for development and for industry. And that, but you get a part of that. You get part of that. So let's say, that you are part of the Philadelphia Industrial Development Corporation. You sell part of your America, hotels, office space, trucking, and warehousing and shipyards in Philadelphia to a foreign, you can't say an investor, it's an alien that gets a green card. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll continue with the United Nations control of our life and world and food and water.